If you are having difficulty walking, if you have freezing episodes, if you find that you stop and can't quite get started again, it means that your hara is misaligned. The hara is an energy that goes through every organism, every living organism, animals as well as humans. It's basically an energy that spreads from a couple of 2 or 3 feet above the head. It goes all the way through the center of the body, through the Tantien, which is the source of martial arts power. The Tantien is located just a couple of inches below the belly button, right in the middle of the body. Down through between the legs, down into the core of the earth. The hara was once thought to be basically a line, but it's actually, as the hara gets strengthened, it becomes a column of energy that can be made larger and larger and larger. When we do healing work, we increase the size of our hara considerably because that enables much quicker healing for the client. Now, you can actually align and you can strengthen and you can clear your own horas. And we do that, surprisingly, by literally, with our intention, taking our hara out of our body. You don't have to worry. You're not going to fall. And essentially, we do a healing on our hara. You can do this every day. I do this every day myself. And it really strengthens the hara considerably. If you'll make this a regular practice, you'll find that your balance challenges will fade away into the sunset. It's a miraculous thing to do. People who do Tai Chi have discovered that if they have a disciplined Tai Chi program, they also will find that any difficulty with walking falls off by the wayside, because Tai Chi is also a system for being able to strengthen your hara line. So we're going to now give you the healing of how to strengthen and align your hara. It doesn't take much time at all. Once you get the system down, you can actually do a hara healing on yourself every day over about a minute or two. At the very beginning, it takes longer because there tends to be more misalignment problems. Virtually everyone with the symptoms of Parkinson's has significant challenges with the lower part of the hara. There's actually quite a bit of dark energy there, and so these hara healings are particularly useful in clearing out the obstructions that are creating the difficulty with balance and mobility. So I'm going to now explain to you how to do a hara healing for yourself. Take now your hara out of your body, and with your hands in front of you, hold your hara. Sense what your hara feels like now. We're now connecting to the very middle of your hara. What we now do is we ask that this middle of the hara be restored, rejuvenated, and regenerated to perfect balance for me at this time. And do a quick breath, a burst of energy. Allowing that hara to become more vibrant, stronger, wider. That begins to be filled with golden crystals of light. Shifting that hara now down and looking at the top portion of your hara, the top third, putting your hands around that, feeling whatever might be present, whether it's shaking or tingling or heat or cold, could be bumpy, could be squishy, could be washy. It can be different from day to day. With your intention, say the following, I now restore, rejuvenate, regenerate this part of my hara to perfect balance for me at this time.
Moving now, shifting your horror down to the very lower part, the part of the horror that creates some challenges and difficulties for people with Parkinson's, and with your intention, feel into that part of your horror, however it might feel. It may feel numb. It may feel like there's nothing there, but I assure you, your horror is indeed there. And with your intention, you are able to give this part of your horror a cleansing, a clearing, to invite this part of the horror to have a strength in and of its own. Invite in now a stream of golden crystals to exude across this component of your horror as it becomes ever so flexible and malleable and golden, serving you to keep you in full balance and harmony, both with your mobility and with your hormones. And now, with your intention, invite this part of your horror to be restored, rejuvenated, and regenerated to perfect balance for me at this time. Moving now to look at your entire horror from top to bottom. And with your intention, spreading now that Saint Michael's net over this horror, this protective golden net that stabilizes your horror, your connection to the earth, your connection to your Tantan, your connection to your power. Feel the stability now of your horror, and with your intention, invite it to become larger, more vibrant, more vital, as you see streams of golden light pass through this most precious horror of yours, leaving open the net, so there needs to be an opening at each end of your horror, and so the net is protecting the horror for you as you move through your life. And when you are ready, take your horror that's now protected by the St. Michael's golden net and place your horror back into your body. Feel the solidarity. Feel the clarity. Feel the confidence. Feel the assurance of this place for you now. Using your guidance, using your knowing, now ask for any guidance that you need to receive now. ask also to remember this guidance. If you fear you will forget, be sure to write it down immediately.